you told me yesterday that you wanted to reserve judgment on expectations until you met with the minister. I understand you had a meeting with him this morning. What did you come away with?
Well, we had a frank and candid conversation about the differences that have separated us on beef for a considerable period of time. And at this point, the two countries are sort of on parallel tracks. The Japanese concerned about safety, the United States trying to make the case that we've improved our protocols, that we've not had an incident in the last 3 years and just a small number within the last 20 years, and that it's time for us to reopen the trade in a meaningful way. To do that, we needed to re-energize the dialogue. We needed to, in a sense, reset the table. By expressing some degree of flexibility, we have, I think, accomplished in terms of resetting the table. And there's now a commitment on the part of the United States and Japan, on the part of our part, to send a team of people to Japan to have continued dialogue about the issues, and on the part of the Japanese government to receive those individuals and to engage in dialogue. We're still on parallel tracks. We're trying to figure out, through this increased dialogue, how we get on the same track.
So what's the next step?
Next step is for me to go home to talk with Ambassador Kirk, USTR ambassador, to begin identifying the people that we would send over to Japan, and then make arrangements for them to travel back here to begin conversation and discussions, or to continue those conversations, in the hopes that we move those parallel tracks closer to each other.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the minister reportedly, I don't understand Japanese, was pretty adamant yesterday in his remarks to reporters in Tokyo there about, no, I'm not going to recommend we do this or that. So is that posturing?
I think there's a recognition that this is a difficult and sensitive issue for the Japanese people and the Japanese government. I think it is a positive step, but just a step, that we're going to continue the dialogue. And there's a willingness to continue the dialogue and to do it in a fruitful and frank way. We still have work to do, but it's better than where we were before, which was that we were on parallel tracks, just not moving. Now we're at least committed to a discussion about how we might be able to get on the same track.